Hello, welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, and for the next few minutes, I will be your guide along this wonderful journey. The Morning Miracle Meditation is a great way to start your week and to start your day. And there's always a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks. And then we create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So this month's focus is thankfulness, the other side of trauma. And before we move into that specific meditation to really work on healing and moving into thankfulness, let's begin by setting up our space, by having your back straight, feet on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And take a few deep, connected breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale. And again, a nice deep breath from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine. Draw the breath to the top of your head and exhale nice, easily, gently, slowly. And imagine you are sitting on top of a tree trunk. And this tree trunk goes all the way down through the chair, the floor, the ground, all the way into the earth with roots that are embedded right into the core or center of the earth. You are sitting atop this tree trunk. You are as one with this tree trunk. And allow yourself to simply take deep breaths nice and easily. And envision that you are surrounded by a large bubble. You are right in the middle of a large bubble. This bubble is actually your aura. And regardless of how expansive or big or small the bubble is, I want you to imagine or intend that this bubble is no more than 18 inches away from your body. 18 inches away from the top of your head, underneath your feet, in front of you, and back of you, and all around you. And as you are imagining this bubble is all around you, I want you to also envision or intend that there is a stiffness to just the edge of the bubble, a stiffness like an eggshell, and that the color is a beautiful pearlescent golden vibration color. Pearlescent gold. So that's a white gold, not stark white, but a white gold that is as bright as you can imagine it, as the edge of your aura. And now 3 feet out in front of you, I want you to imagine a violet flame that's burning from the ground all the way up to as tall and even taller than you are. A beautiful, giant, purple-violet flaming wall. A wall of purification. a wall in which you can release everything that you no longer need, want, desire, so that it may be purified and return to its original source with love, everything that you're just about ready to get rid of. So let's begin by clearing the chakras. The chakras are energy centers along your spine, from the base of your spine all the way up to the top of your head. These energy centers help to stabilize, balance, and regulate your emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual bodies. And so as you continue to breathe nice, deep, and easy breaths, again, from the tips of your toes, I want you to breathe in, inhale, and exhale out through your first, second, and third chakras, the base of your spine or your tailbone, out through just below your belly button, and out through your stomach. And again, nice, deep, easy breath in and exhale out through the tailbone, a couple of inches below your belly button, and out from behind your stomach. And as you exhale, know that the energies you're ready to release at this moment in time are being gently sent into the violet flame, where the flame receives it. It will even reach out to pull the energies out and away from you, so that they can be purified. Energies that are in your first chakra at the base of your spine that deal with surviving, just making it, trying to make it, hope you make it, whether it's in finances or your home, your health, your wardrobe, the food that you eat, whatever it is, let all of the survival energy go, because you want to now thrive and thrive fully. So let it go as you exhale out through the first chakra at the base of your spine. And as you continue to inhale, exhale also out through the second chakra, located between the ovaries for you women, located for you men just above your prostate. And just let the energy in that area go. Any sexual energy, whether it was energy of trauma such as rape or molestation, or whether it was pleasant exchanges, you don't need someone else's energy there. Let it go. Let go of any fear that you may have. Let go of any feelings of guilt, of grief, anger, sadness, despair, depression, whatever the energy is, whatever the feelings are, let it all go now as you exhale through the second chakra and the violet flame receives it. And now the third chakra. As you inhale nice and deeply, exhale out through the third chakra, and that's located behind your stomach, and let go of all the energy that would keep you addicted in any way. So all levels and forms of addiction, whether it's sexual, whether it's to male energy or female energy, whether it's to food or any kind of medications, whether it's to drugs, doesn't matter. It can be addicted to electronics. It can be everything and anything. Let it go. Anyone, anything that at this moment controls your life where you are unable to disconnect, unplug for a period of days, weeks, or months, it's time to let it go. Let go also of your need to be in control of everything and everyone in any way. as you easily and gently exhale, releasing this energy. Because to let go of control and to let go of being controlled is how you will be able to allow the divinity of true, pure spirit and divine source to work through you. And as you continue to take these nice, deep, and easy breaths, let's start clearing your fourth and fifth chakras behind your heart and at the base of your throat. Simply inhale and exhale out through those areas, and know that you're still clearing chakras 1, 2, and 3. But we are adding the fourth and fifth at this time. And release the energy from your fourth chakra behind your heart that would in any way stop you from fully loving and accepting yourself. So any lack of self-worth, uncertainty in terms of insecurity about who you are, how you show up, any feelings that you may have around abandonment, not being loved, not being able to love, any energy where you have not forgiven someone else for an incident or a series of things that have taken place. Let all of that go. You no longer need to identify any of that as being you because it's not you, so let it go. Allow the full essence of love and your true divine self to come through. And also, as you continue to breathe and exhale out through the fifth chakra at the base of your throat, letting go of those energies that are keeping you from full communication. If you find you get tongue-tied quite a bit, maybe you aren't speaking up enough. Perhaps you doubt your true expression of self. Just let all of that go, whether it was someone who told you that, whether it was an experience you had that showed you that you were unable to do those things. Whatever it is, just completely, thoroughly let it go. Let go of the energy that where you feel you are not creative, where you believe you do not have what it takes to create as divinely as the Supreme Being. You are a creative being with much self-expression. It is the expression of spirit that comes through. So let go any energy that would block you from the expression of your real, true self. And as you continue to clear those chakras, put your intention at your sixth and seventh chakras, where you are clearing the energy from the center of your head, also known as your third eye, and you're clearing the energy at the top of your head, known as the crown. And intend and know that you are releasing all forms of judgment, all forms of criticism, every energy that would keep you from seeing spirit and all different forms of energy as perfect just the way it is. Whether they are experiences that you like or dislike, whether they are judgments you have about what's good or bad, right or wrong, let it all go. For divine source and spirit sees all energy as divine. It is all in its form to teach you, to help you elevate and accelerate to your next highest level. So let go of needing to have those opinions about things. so that you can move into that place of full acceptance, awareness, and beauty in everything that takes place. That's out through the center of your head where your third eye, sixth chakra is, and also intend and release the energies from your seventh chakra as well, which would keep you from knowing what you know, what you know. If you find you are in uncertainty about anything, if you find that in any way you are in doubt about yourself, what you're doing, where you're to go, how you're to do it, just simply let it go. None of this serves you fully. So just let it go. Nice and easy. Very good. Continue to breathe and know that you have full awareness and full knowledge of all that there is to know. It's simply a matter of you tapping into, turning on that part of you which has the answers, which is able to live from wisdom, not doubt or uncertainty. So let that part of it, the doubt and the uncertainty, go. All right. And just continue to breathe easily and effortlessly, easily and effortlessly. And keep your attention on the violet flame, releasing whatever comes up. It doesn't matter what it is, whether you experience these energies as images, sounds, smells, tastes, memories, whatever they are. Now is the time to just let it go. Do not analyze it. Do not think about it. Do not put any effort at all into anything except the breath. As you imagine that flame in front of you and whatever you are experiencing on a physical, emotional, psychological, or spiritual level, you just let go. Trust is the key for this meditation. To be in gratitude is to be thankful for all that you experience. And it doesn't matter whether the experience is mental or physical, emotional or spiritual. It doesn't matter if it's seen or heard, smelled, tasted or touched. An experience of every kind is basically a form of stimulus that is favorable to you or not. Either you react to it or you respond to it. You either have a visceral reaction or you flow in peace, love, and joy to the experience. It doesn't matter what the experience is. But the truth really is that regardless of what the experience, it's for your highest and best good. So as you focus on the violet flame in front of you, I want you to imagine a pleasant experience that you've had from a long ago past or your most recent past, but an experience that you have had. In fact, allow that experience to be fully in your consciousness and then see it. Remember it in the flame as if you're watching a movie. And see this experience. It was so wonderful, so pleasant. See it in the detail that it had when you actually were living it. Remember it as it is in your mind's eye. Feel what you felt and feel what you are feeling now as you are recalling, seeing, and reliving this experience. Smell the smells, touch what's around you, hear the sounds. Immerse yourself completely in this very pleasant, beautiful, and wonderful experience. And just keep breathing easily and deeply. You are in the full experience of this most wonderful thing that happened. Maybe it was a wedding, the birth of a child, an award you received, a love that you connected with. Whatever it is, allow yourself to be fully immersed in it. And in the midst of you experiencing this at this moment, I want you to say to yourself, I am grateful for this experience. It is extraordinarily wonderful. A lesson I've received, a blessing I've been given. And as you say this again, I want you to allow yourself to completely become engaged in the vast expanse of light, which begins to move from the center of your heart throughout your entire body and beyond the space of your aura bubble out into the universe. So you're going to say this affirmation again, and as you do, you will see a light from the center of your heart beginning to shine and then expand beyond your heart throughout your entire body and even beyond your aura into the universe. And this light fills everything that it shines through. It fills your heart, it fills up your body, it fills up your aura, and it just continues to go and flow until it fills up the universe to the Milky Way. I am grateful for this experience. It is extraordinarily wonderful. A lesson I've received, a blessing I've been given. This is your phrase of gratitude. And watch as the light of gratitude just continues to move from your heart and through you completely out into the universe. Do you feel it? Can you see it? I am grateful for this experience. It is extraordinarily wonderful. A lesson I've received, a blessing I've been given. And now surround that memory that's in the violet flame with the same light that has expanded beyond your aura. Allow the light to also move into the violet flame and surround that wonderful, beautiful memory that you just relived with this gorgeous illuminating light, and watch as the light of gratitude and the feeling of thankfulness is engulfing like a giant ball of light the memory that was purified by the flame. This light is engulfing like a giant ball of light, the memory that was purified by the flame. The affirmation and feeling of thankfulness is forged to become an energy of great joy. And this ball of light surrounding your experience has turned into your memory of love. The memory itself has become pure love. And that love is now released out of the flame and into the universe, where its magnetic energy attracts loving experiences back to you. This giant ball of light, loving, thankful, gracious energy has become love that goes out into the universe, where its magnetic energy attracts loving experiences back to you. And continue to breathe. And now I'd like for you to choose a different experience, one that was extremely unpleasant, one that may have been traumatic, definitely dramatic, an experience that has been attempting to well up and bubble up to the surface. But maybe you've been working really hard to keep it down because you didn't want to remember it. You didn't want to feel it. Perhaps you've been drinking or using other types of addicted substances to hold it down and hold it back, to numb yourself because it was so painful. This is a time right now to allow that energy to come fully to the surface. Do not hold it down. Do not hold it back. Let it come all the way to the surface and see the experience of it in the flame. See it in as much detail as possible. Remember it as it was and as it is in your mind's eye. Remember it and begin to experience how it felt. So feel what you feel now and feel what you felt then. Allow the smells to be present. Allow the touch and the texture of this experience to be present. Hear the sounds that are taking place and took place. Immerse yourself in this experience and relive it now. Keep breathing. Really stay focused on the breath. Something that has been a nightmare Something that you have been afraid to unleash. You are in a safe space right now. None of what happened from before can hurt you at this moment. You are simply releasing the emotions. You're releasing the feelings. You're letting go of all that you remember in terms of seeing, smelling, touching, hearing. Let it go. Trust in this process. Are you experiencing it again? Are you there? Is it as you remember it? As any pain comes up, no matter how excruciating, breathe through it. Simply breathe through it and let it be present. Let it go into the flame where the flame will purify the energy. You don't want to hold on to it. You don't want to stuff it down again or attempt to. Let all the feelings and the smells, the tastes and the sounds, the sights, let them all go. It could be anything from being told that you were not going to be able to work where you were working. Maybe you were forced to move. Maybe it was a robbery. Maybe it was a loved one who was killed. Maybe it was a rape or molestation. Maybe it was a threat on your own life. Maybe it was the loss of a limb or an organ. Whatever the trauma, let it go. And keep your body as still as you can, but also relaxed, and allow what wants to come up out of your skin, from your belly, out of your mouth. Let it go. Don't stop it. Just let it all go. Remember, you're safe, and it's only a past memory that exists from your past. Even as you experience it anew right now, just let it go. Release it. And now say to yourself, I am grateful for this experience. It is extraordinarily wonderful. A lesson I've received, a blessing I've been given. And whether your mind is able to believe it or not, as you continue to say this wonderful gratitude phrase, over and over, it will allow you to move into that state of gratefulness, knowing that the real truth of this essence that you're remembering in this experience is that it is an extraordinarily wonderful experience, a lesson you've received, a blessing you've been given. And as you say this again, allow yourself to completely become engaged in that vast expanse of light from your heart, moving through your entire body and beyond the space of your aura into the universe, all the way out to the Milky Way. And as you say this phrase one more time, you're going to notice how the traumatic memory is not as heavy, it's not as dark, and it's not as gut-wrenching. So let's continue to repeat. I am grateful for this experience. It is extraordinarily wonderful. a lesson I've received, a blessing I've been given. I am grateful for this experience. It is extraordinarily wonderful. A lesson I've received, a blessing I've been given. And watch as the light of gratitude and the feeling of thankfulness wells up from your heart, moves into your body, and expands beyond the aura bubble out into the universe, to the Milky Way. Do you feel it? Can you see it? This wonderful bubble of gratitude and feeling of thankfulness? If not, let's say the affirmation again and again. I am grateful for this experience. It is extraordinarily wonderful. A lesson I've received, a blessing I've been given. And surround the memory of this trauma or this drama with the same light that has expanded beyond your aura bubble from your heart, and watch as the light of gratitude and the feeling of thankfulness actually engulfs your experience in a giant ball of light. The memory has been purified by the flame. The affirmation and feeling of thankfulness has forged this memory to become an energy of great joy. And the ball of light surrounding it has turned your memory into love. Continue to breathe. That love is now released out of the flame and into the universe, where its magnetic energy attracts loving experiences to you. That ball of light has gone out into the universe, where its magnetic energy of gratitude and thankfulness attracts loving experiences to you. And if you are still in the full experience of this trauma, just continue to say the phrase of gratitude. I am grateful for this experience. It's extraordinarily wonderful. A lesson I've received, a blessing I've been given. As you continue to say this and you do this exercise day after day, the traumatic experience will completely dissipate. You will have memory of it, but you will have no emotional charge, and you will literally transcend to the other side, being fully aware that indeed it was a lesson and a blessing. Now, both of these experiences and so many, 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 many more are working together for your best and highest good. Always remember that. Always know that the universe supports you. And when you give thanks from a grateful heart, you are in the experience of love. And where love is in the form you desire, it can only come back to you 100-fold. And so now surround your entire body with the great, big, bright, beautiful golden sun. Absorb all or as much of this golden sun as you possibly can, just filling yourself up completely. And then see a second golden sun as brighter even than the first, and completely absorb the sun, allowing it to be the full purified essence of your real self. And I want to thank you for being with me on this morning miracle meditation. You can find out more about me, Lynn Herod Diverges, and Center of Light Miracles by going to centeroflightmiracles.org. Feel free to explore the website, where there are many different modalities and ways in which you can instantly move forward in yourself and spiritual development, or where you can schedule private sessions, group sessions, and learn about our online courses that will help you in whatever situation and whatever experience you would like to transcend and you would like to heal. So until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.